Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hi there, from CNN, I'm Krista Bowe with the 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, March 20th. A growing number of infants in Gaza are on the brink of starving to death. That's the warning from the World Health Organization as the situation continues to deteriorate. The U.S. and Jordan airdropped more aid into northern Gaza today, and U.S. Central Command officials say it contained 6,000 pounds of food. But it's not just the lack of food that's concerning. Medical aid is in short supply, too. This British surgeon just recently got back from Gaza and described some of the horrors he saw there. There was a small girl with awful burns that he couldn't help.
We knew there was no chance of her surviving that, but there was no morphine to give her. So not only was she inevitably going to die, but she would die in agony. And what made it even worse, that there was nowhere for her to go and die. So she was just left on the floor of the emergency department to die.
Former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants can appeal the decision that allowed the Fulton County DA to continue prosecuting them in the Georgia election subversion case. It's now up to a Georgia Court of Appeals to decide if it'll take it up. Trump and others have argued that a romantic relationship between DA Fani Willis and the special prosecutor Nathan Wade created a conflict of interest that should disqualify both. Wade resigned from the case last week. Meanwhile, Trump is appealing the judgment against him in the civil business fraud case in New York. He's got 5 days to secure a massive $500 million bond so the New York Attorney General won't seize his properties. And sources familiar with this thinking say he's in panic mode. Trump's team said Monday they couldn't find an insurance company to underwrite the bond. The Biden administration is pumping the brakes on an important part of its climate agenda, and the 2024 election could have something to do with it. CNN's Ella Nelson has more on the EPA's rule change and how it could slow the switch to electric vehicles.
So, Krista, the Biden administration on Wednesday finalized one of the most important pieces of its climate agenda, new tailpipe rules for pollution coming from passenger cars and trucks. These rules will decisively push the U.S. auto market toward electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids. But in a concession to automakers and labor unions, these rules will be phased in more slowly than originally proposed and will also give automakers more choices for how to comply with them.
Even with the new rule, passenger car pollution is expected to be slashed in half by 2032 from 2026 levels. But political lines are being drawn around the U.S. EV transition because Trump's campaigning against it and a powerful auto workers union that's endorsed Biden is concerned about how it'll impact their workers. What does the Federal Reserve have in store for interest rates? Central bankers are expected to hold them steady for the fifth time in a row today. And the so-called soft landing that once looked near impossible for the Fed to pull off to bring down inflation without causing a recession seems to be pretty doable at this point. That's what Goldman Sachs' chief economist predicts.
Right now, we're saying a 15% probability that the economy will enter a recession in the next 12 months.
Jan Hatzius predicted the 2008 crash, so he knows what he's talking about. 15% recession risk, by the way, is the average on any given year. But he warns wars overseas and tensions between the U.S. and China are economic wildcards to be concerned about. Up next, we'll tell you some of the fruits that ended up being on this year's Dirty Dozen list.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Strawberries, blueberries, cherries, peaches, pears. Sounds like I'm describing a nice fruit salad, right? Well, actually, they're all fruits included in this year's Dirty Dozen list from the Environmental Working Group. That's a list of the produce that's most contaminated with pesticides, which have been linked to issues with pregnancies, fertility, heart disease, cancers, and other disorders. It's recommended that you clean all fruit and vegetables under running water before you eat them to reduce pesticide levels. All right, that's all for now. I'm Krista Bowe, and our next episode drops at 3 p.m. Eastern. Till next time.